Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
720 WGN, John Hanson. I almost said my own name wrong. That's a great start.
Wow.
I'm nervous. We got a crowd here. And Esmeralda Leon filling in for Justin Kaufman on the download. We're having so much fun, and I'm so happy that this next group of individuals is here. I got a chance to meet these guys down at Southland College Prep Charter School in Richardson Park, Illinois, last week as part of something we did for WCIU and the Jam, and I was blown out of the water by the performances of this group, and we're going to meet these guys in a bit. An a cappella group. A lot of these guys are now out of Southland College Prep, but they started when they were there. So without further ado, I want to introduce you to two of the singers, and also we got the director of operations at the school. We got Dr. Brian Hale. We got Josh Matoyer, who's going to be going to Governor State University. Robert Downer Jr., which we're going to talk about that in a second. How are you guys doing today? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Before we get started, I had heard of Southland College Prep because I know you guys have a speech team, and I help coach speech out at Downers Grove South, so I know that there were some competitors that would cross over, and I knew of the school, but it's a fairly new school, right, Dr. Hale?
It is. We began in 2010, so we are in our eighth year of existence. About 530 students, and just doing great things for students in the South Suburban area.
I was blown away when I went to the school. We got to see a lot of performances, not only from the group we're going to hear in a little bit, but from the whole choir, some dancers as well. Is there a real focus on the arts at the school?
It is. We are definitely academic focused, but we do a lot of things with the arts because we give the students the opportunity to express themselves in multiple ways, so academically and through the arts. So, and we have so much talent, as you saw on that morning. So we just find multiple ways to allow them to express themselves, and we're always excited to see what they can do.
As a charter school, how does enrollment work down in Richardson Park for you guys?
So students can only enter through their freshman year, as long as students live in the 227 Rich Township area.
Okay.
We roughly have about 125 seats available as a freshman class. So students apply. If we have 126 applications, then we go into a lottery. This past year, we had over 300 applications.
Wow.
For about 125 seats. So at that point, it becomes a interesting evening during our lottery, but there's no academic requirements. You put in an application, and if your name is called, you are given a seat for Southland College Prep.
Because a lot of charter schools do things different ways or let people travel all over the place, but you have to live in that district or that school.
You have to live in a rich 227 area, yes.
What's the atmosphere like in the school? I know that you probably gave me all the good students to meet. I understand. No, but no, they were all just so wonderful. I mean, everyone really must be, I hope you guys, and they can echo this, having gone through the school now, it felt like everyone knew that they were lucky to be there.
They do. One thing that we pride ourselves on is being a family. Students really understand the great work that we're doing for them. We have amazing students, and they come in focused. They have career goals, and it's our job to help them achieve those goals. So once they come in, our main goal is to get them into the colleges of their choice with as much money as possible. So they come in and understand that the upperclassmen help the freshmen when they come in. So everyone is just focused and enjoy one another as a family.
So it's not a get-in and get-out four-year school. It's about we're setting them up for the 8 years that include college and beyond.
Exactly. We do a great job, our administration team. We actually go and visit students while they're still in college, and as we have our students here, we just continue to work with them because we don't want to see them to college. We want to see them through college. So we're looking excited. We're excited about our first graduating class graduating this year from college.
Oh yeah!
So we are very, very excited about that.
Oh, that's so fun!
Oh, wow.
That's really cool. All right, so Josh and Robert, introduce us to the group. Who are you guys?
I'm Josh Matoyer. I'm the tenor for Final Melody.
And I'm Robert Downer Jr. I'm the first tenor for Final Melody.
Okay, so Robert Downer Jr., how often do people make a joke? I mean, come on, man. That is so close.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that a lot. One of my teachers actually used to call me Iron Man.
Oh, there you go.
That's a pretty good nickname.
Yeah.
Out of all of the movie roles, that's probably one of the better ones
that
chick flicks do for a nickname. So how did the group start? How long has it been going on for?
We started back in 2012. We actually just reached our five-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. We've been singing, many of the members here, we've been singing for 15-plus years.
Right.
So we started back in inspirational choir back at Illinois School, which is also a part of 162.
Yes.
And then we've been friends for 15-plus years. So then one night we text each other and we're like, you guys want to start a group? And everybody, just the flood of text just came in. And really? From there, just Final Melody has just been.
Yeah. Just we actually started off as like a really big choir.
Huge choir. Then,
like as the days and weeks and months went on, we kind of like started dwindled down.
You started trimming people out? People that couldn't cut it?
A combination of people. A combination of people getting kicked out, a combination of people just leaving, and a combination of people just, oh, well, I have other things to do. So
you got to be dedicated to do what you guys do.
I was gonna tackle that. Dedication is a huge part of our group because you could be able to sing. You know, you could sing. You could be a great singer, but to be in this group, it takes more than just singing. You have to have the heart, the grit to want to learn. Everybody. Like, we all have different points of views. In an a cappella group, we may argue sometimes, we may do this, but in the end, we produce just a wonderful sound. So,
did you guys all go together and watch Pitch Perfect 3, or no?
No.
Not quite what you guys do.
No.
All right, well, tell you what, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to hear from you guys, okay?
Sounds good.
I'm so excited. So you're listening to 720 WGN, and we're going to hear from the real Melody, right? The final Melody.
Final Melody.
But the Facebook page is the real Final Melody.
Yes.
There's a fake Final Melody out there, those culprits.
Oh, just making sure.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk with you guys in a bit and hear you sing on 720 WGN. All right, 720 WGN. I've prepped you up all for this. Southland College Prep Charter School. 5 graduates are there. They're quintet. I can never say that word, Esmeralda. You're going to help me out. They are Final Melody. They're going to be singing some Hallelujah for us. So, guys, go ahead and take it away whenever you're ready.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and he pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift, the baffled king composing faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and her moonlight. She tied you to the kitchen chair. She broke your phone and she cut your hair. And from your lips, she drew the God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody out through ya. It's not a high you can hear at night. There's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah.
Unbelievable. That was so good. Why don't you two of you guys go ahead and take on a seat, pull up some chairs here for a second. We'll chat with you guys again before we hear them again. But Esmeralda Leon, I know you were doing a Facebook Live, but doesn't that just make you just get all tingly on the inside? I don't know how to describe it. It is so inspiring.
It gives you that funny feeling in your belly.
Sure does. That
makes,
was awesome.
Makes your heart grow 10 times its size.
Mm-hmm. That was awesome. Yeah, just like the Grinch. See, there you go. If you're a holiday Grinch, you can't be any bit more. We still got Dr. Brian Hale, Director of Operations for Southland College. When you hear those guys sing, what do you think?
It warms me each and every time. I never get tired of listening to them. And I'm always impressed because they tend to do it in different keys at times. So for them to adjust on the fly is amazing.
Yeah, during the commercial break, they were making some quick changes. Josh, what changes were you guys making there that you were trying to figure out?
We actually, we just lowered the key a little bit just to adjust to our voices. So that's just what we were doing.
And we've got Brendan now on the microphone. You were handling out of the solo there, Brendan. That's incredible.
Thank you.
What does it feel like to be able to have that gift, but also to have your friends to be able to share that gift with them?
It's a blessing. I'm really blessed and really humble. I think we're all really humble to be in the position we're at. I just met Final Melody on social media out of nowhere. I didn't mm-hmm. even know. I didn't even follow Final Melody on any sort of social media at all. Mm-hmm. But they popped up on my Instagram and something told me to email them. So I emailed Josh and we met that night at Panera. And we ended up singing in the car, and
literally,
we the first song I auditioned with was Hallelujah, so mm-hmm. it was kind of meant to be.
Yeah, that's so awesome. So when I went to the school and heard you guys perform and other people, I was kind of left with the feeling of that you guys all do feel lucky to have gone through Southland College Prep. Obviously, there's up days, there's down days, like any high school. Do you guys feel that way, having gone through the school?
I do. Specifically, academically, they set us up wonderfully. Like, I had, like, 8 schools email me and say, we know about the school, we know about Southland, and
mm-hmm.
You guys coming from Southland, we know you're set up academically, but specifically fine arts. Like, I didn't join Southland's choir until my sophomore year. I should have joined freshman year, but I didn't know about it. Mm-hmm. I knew Dr. Cope all throughout grammar school and elementary school. But, like, specifically the fine arts, I jumped into that. And over the summer, I contacted Dr. Cope, and I was like, Dr. Cope is actually our music director at Southland for the choir. So I contacted him, and I was like, I want to be a part of your choir.
That's awesome.
And he auditioned me, and from then on, it's been ever since.
Dr. How did these kids do? They do okay?
Exceptional young men, definitely leaders. They always made us proud while they were there, and since they've gone, so
count of three. Everyone, say your GPA. 1, 2, 3, go. Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to hear a little bit more from Final Melody from Southland College Prep after this on 720 WGN.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up. The land that I heard of once in the lullaby. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. I knew where trouble melts like lemon drops high above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why can't
Oh, that was awesome. That was so cool. You guys really can fill a room with that noise. You have, if two more of you guys can sit on down or grab a seat here. But Esmeralda, again, and you're just joining us here on 720 Southland College Prep. Five graduates, recent graduates in the last couple years, started there. They've got a great choir, Dr. Hale. I mean, I swear, every single time I hear these guys sing, it just inspires you. And you've got plenty more students that are doing a great job there, too, now.
Yes, we do. In dance and choir and theater and forensics, as you mentioned earlier. We're just excited about the great work our students are doing. They're going off to some great universities, Yale, Princeton, Vanderbilt, Morehouse, Spelman. So we're doing some great things academically and in performing arts, and they just make us proud and make our job that much easier to do when you have such a great group of young people.
When does the enrollment for the fall of 2018 begin for Southland College Prep, and how can people find out more information if they wonder if they're in the district? I'm sure most people down there know they're in the district, but yes. If they want more information, how can they get it?
Well, applications will come out mid-January, and they will have until March to turn in the applications, and March is our lottery time.
Yeah, and I imagine that you said you had, triple the amount of people applying for those?
Yes.
Almost more than double?
It's increasing with the application because once the community sees and knows the great job that we're doing, and of course they hear wonderful students like this and the opportunities that are being created for them, they just become more and more excited and want to be a part of the Southland family.
Can't we build you like a big extension, like a double the size of the school or something? What can we do for you?
We would love to.
Okay.
That's perfect.
That was easy. Guys, I just had to ask.
Yeah, we can flip.
Yes. We're more than willing to accept any donations for any extensions onto the building. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Josh, any final thoughts about singing here on WGN and being with your friends and being able to do this?
I mean, I just want to thank WGN for giving us the opportunity to come out here. We want to take any opportunity that we have. We're a newer group, so our fan base is moderate right now. But it's getting up there. But we do want to thank all of our administrators. You could find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at The Real Final Melody. That's at The Real Final Melody. If you have videos, you could find all of our videos that we've done. Any upcoming shows that we have, you could find all that on our social media. So again, I want to thank WGN for allowing us to come on here. Dr. Hill for allowing us, for coming out here with us in the middle of the night and coming out
here. This ain't the middle of the night. Esmeralda works till 5 in the morning. Yeah, guys.
Mr. Barry also for working with us throughout the entire process, and a special shout out to Dr. Cope and Ms. Pettis and Ms. Norman as well. So
Iron
thank
Man,
you.
Ironman, any last thoughts here?
I just want to, I just want to thank you all. I just want to thank Mr. Barry for this opportunity. I want to thank Dr. Hill for coming along with us and supporting us. I want to thank Southland for being one of our biggest fans. And also, I just want to thank God for opening doors that no man can close and closing doors that no man can open. And giving us the gifts that we have and being able to share them with you all, it's really been a blessing singing for you. Yes. I just want to thank
you. We've really enjoyed it. All right, your school bus is running. Is it still out there, guys?
Yeah.
They parked
yes.
in the Circle
yes.
Drive where the architecture tours take off. So school bus is running. I'll get you guys out to it. Enjoy the rest of your holiday, and thanks so much for joining. Oh, yeah, one more thing, Dr. Hale?
One last thing.
Uh-oh.
We want to thank you all once again on behalf of our CEO, Dr. Blondine Davis. And now that you all are part of the Southland family.
Oh, fun.
Oh yes. T-shirt.
Let's see what sizes they got here for Esmeralda. We'll see what their estimates were.
We're going to fight for them.
Shirts. Yeah, we'll see what. Thank you once again for the opportunity. Thank
absolutely.
You
no, we really appreciate it. Thanks, guys, so
thank
much.
You. Thank you.
Oh, I turned off your mics earlier, but they said thank you again. That's all they had heard. That was so wonderful, Esmeralda.
That was amazing.
Yeah. It's worth being about a minute or two late to news. Sorry about that, but we go up to the newsroom, and here's Rob Martier. Feeling it now. 720 WGN. John Hanson, Esmeralda, Leon filling in for Justin Kaufman on the download.
Is that like a karaoke version?
I don't know. A little Aerosmith karaoke.
We shouldn't be singing.
Take it away.
We should not be singing, especially after what we just heard.
Oh my God.
No.
So when I met those kids,
we're not worthy.
All of them were so good at Southland College, mm-hmm. but those five guys. I was almost moved to tears, and this is like 5:30 in the morning, which might be part of the reason why it was so early. But that song "Hallelujah" just mm-hmm. is a special place in a lot of people's hearts, and just the way they sang it, and then "Over the Rainbow" was so sweet.
The way it's how many
five
about five guys.
Mm-hmm.
Just the power in their voices
yeah.
is just crazy.
I mean, Five Guys is also a great burger spot, but those are
they're
the
delicious.
Second best Five Guys that there are, maybe even the best.
Maybe better, yeah.
312-9170. Curse, I mean, they were awesome. That was so cool. That was a lot of fun.
They were so cool.
Yeah.
And each guy, very humble, down to earth, and definitely bright kids, too.
Yeah. They knew who to say thank you to a lot, which I always appreciate.
Very polite.
Okay, we're going to change gears from our chubby fingers and great singers to some other things we've been talking about. And feel free to join the conversation at any time, really. 312-981-7200. You listeners are what make the show. Esmeralda and I love chatting with y'all, so feel free to text or call in on any topic you see fit or the ones that we're on board with. The one that we, I thought, the one story that you found that was very interesting, you want to tee this one up for us here, Esmeralda?
So... Hold on, let me find it for you.
We all know
Uber
is
weird in of itself. Sometimes, if you take an Uber pool, Lyft pool, the characters you encounter.
If you don't know what an Uber pool is, if you've never ridden Uber, Uber will take you from one spot to another, very similar to a taxi cab. But you can also, to save money, use something called Uber pool, which is you say, all right, look, I have extra time to get from A to B. I'm okay if you pick up other people along the way and drop them off along the way.
Sometimes you encounter some weird characters.
I always think
it's not about the characters. Yeah. This is what the characters are leaving in the Uber cabs.
Right.
So this is the company's Lost and Found Index. This is from Condé Nast Traveler. They created this whole thing because people keep leaving stuff.
Right.
I mean, people leave stuff in cabs all the time.
Right.
Uber, I feel... there's a different tone to it because
right.
of the people.
Plus, yeah, there's something about that they pick you up at your house instead of the bar and take you home. It's like that you just have different things on you. Or people use Uber now not just for going to the bar, but for like, you know, they go to work in their Ubers now. They go to the art museum. They go to different things than just
and
calling
a cab.
And
I feel you're a little more comfortable because it is just a regular old car. It's not a very, you know, yellow taxi cab. It's not something that you see cab. It's just a car.
It's
so you might start relaxing a little too
ladies
much.
Car, yeah.
Exactly.
So first of all, go ahead, Curtis.
I was going to say, I feel like also sometimes the drivers, not all, but most of them, are pretty genuinely cool people.
Yeah.
They want to get to know you and they do it. It makes it a little bit more comfortable when you talk to them and you get to see how their lives are too.
So you're much more likely to leave one of these things in the cab because you had a good conversation. So 312-981-7200. Have you ever left something in a cab? I know that we're going to get phones or wallets, but is there anything really goofy that the next day you were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I left that in there. That's embarrassing. And or if you're driving around and you're a cab driver or an Uber driver, what's the weirdest thing that someone has left in your car?
Yeah.
So 312-981-7200, text or talk. We'd love to hear from you on the things that we're going to get to.
Yeah.
But they came up with 50 items.
Exactly. And this is from all across the country. So the worst leave behind offenders, not us, L.A.
LA,
that makes sense.
That makes sense.
There's some flighty people there.
They're flighty. They've got their smoothies to worry about, their kale sandwiches or whatever
City
the heck
is
they're
second.
Going on. New York City,
San Francisco, and then us.
Okay, so we're the fourth worst at leaving things behind.
So we're not the worst at that.
Okay. That's good. Hey, we're not the worst.
Yeah.
Hey.
The worst day.
Okay. Of the week?
Date.
Okay.
October 30th.
The day before Halloween.
This was the most forgetful day in 2016.
I wonder if was that like the Friday or Saturday night before Halloween where people are going to be the drunkest, maybe? That's
yeah, people
maybe
are freaking
thinking.
Out.
Yeah.
They're getting their costumes.
And their costumes sometimes are elaborate and have weird things on them or in them.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
There is a big spike in lost wedding dresses on a Sunday.
A wedding dress?
Right. Who is... like, who just leaves a whole... I mean, those things aren't small.
No, and it's important to the cause of whatever you're doing for that day.
Right? What is it that... what else are you doing that you forget the dress?
Right. So if it's on a Sunday, is that like the day after they got married and then they're just honeymoon? They're dropping them off at O'Hare and they're just like, won't need that dress anymore. I'm going on my honeymoon.
Or they've left...
or they left their partner, the husband.
Yeah, they've shedded the dress, and we're like, forget
you
it.
You take it.
Keep it, Uber.
773, an Uber and Lyft driver texted in, somebody left keys, phone, wallet, and a birthday cake in my car. That's epic. I mean, those are the big three.
One?
Keys, phone, wallet is what I check every time I go around walking the streets. Keys, phone, wallet.
Do you check your pockets for birthday cake?
No, but I should.
Keys, phone, wallet, birthday cake.
Yeah, that would be the big one. So all four in one. That's pretty impressive.
That birthday person was very sad.
Yeah, I know.
Can you imagine? So here's the full list. We'll go 50
up.
We'll mess around, but we won't give you the number one.
Right.
Number 50, violin.
Gotta keep your violin. Gotta keep that handy.
How does... like, is someone just like, I just, you know, I got this violin, I don't want it.
Well, I wonder, in a lot of this is, did they put it in the trunk? you know, like maybe you open the trunk. I mean, maybe a viola you can carry up front, but a violin.
I would think if you're carrying one around, that's in your,
yeah,
you know,
you're on your way
right
to the orchestra. Yeah. You're
right
needed.
Buddy.
Mm-hmm. All right, a violin. That's a weird one.
49. Money bag.
Does that mean a purse or what's a money bag?
I imagine the kind in the old timey things with the dollar sign on it.
Yeah. So after you robbed the bank, called an Uber. called an Uber and a Lyft.
They were quicker than a getaway car.
Exactly. They were nearby and they took credit.
Exactly.
Because you don't want that. You want to keep that cash for yourself, but you left your money bag.
48. Jewelry box.
A jewelry box. Why are you traveling around with a jewelry box?
I wonder if there's jewelry in it.
Well, I would assume so. Yeah. What do you do? Why would you need a jewelry box in your cab? That's crazy.
Well, you know, to carry your jewels. I don't know what else you use a jewelry box for.
Maybe he was a jewel thief. I don't know.
John.
Mm-hmm. But why aren't you wearing them?
Yeah.
You know?
Because you can't wear all of them. You're not Mr. T.
So who's going to a party or somewhere that's like, you know what? I'm going to change jewels midway through this. Better bring my jewelry box.
I don't know how you go to parties, but.
All right. Number 47 is a pretty good one. Vacuum. Why do you have a vacuum in an Uber or Lyft? And then how do you possibly
leave that behind? It's a little dust buster?
Maybe a little. That would be a little bit more
or
sense.
Or do you bring it because you think that Uber's going to be very dirty?
Oh, yeah. You're just really skeptical of how dirty that. Yeah,
I'm
I've been in
help
some dirty
you out,
ones.
Buddy.
Okay.
Tasers, number 46. Come on, guys.
Keep your
Don't
taser.
Leave your tasers.
Don't leave your taser, bro.
45, arm sling.
What?
That's, you know, when you break your arm or you hurt your arm.
Why is it off? Why would it have ever been taken off?
I assume it slides off. I don't know.
312-981-7200. Worst thing, weirdest thing you've ever left in a cab. You know someone left it in a cab. Or I really want to hear from cab drivers or Uber or Lyft drivers. What's the strangest thing that after a passenger got out, you looked in the back seat and oh my gosh, what the heck did they leave behind?
Mm-hmm. Number 40.
Okay.
Nintendo. What? Come on. Aren't those expensive now?
Yeah, like we're talking the NES system. Just
right?
Leave it on in there. That's crazy. 39 is also a little insane. A potted plant.
I mean, how do you carry potted plants around?
Well, I mean, I imagine if it was a certain kind of plant and you're an
imbiber
of it and you just forgot, you got a little lost, left your little potted plant in there.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. 38, cape.
Now, that makes sense for Halloween.
I bet you it wasn't on Halloween.
Leave your cape behind.
Sometimes you want to feel special. And you wear a cape.
That sounds good to me.
That's just me. 40, that's just me. Okay.
41 is dog sweater. I imagine a dog or a cat, that'd be something crazy to leave behind. But the sweater, yeah. Maybe that's something else they were.
I hope up in the list is dog.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You just leave them in there.
What else you got for us?
Salsa verde. And number 36.
Just
that taco
of,
party
yes.
is not going
to
be the
they
same.
They were coming to Taco Fest.
They
my
were.
Party that I was throwing, and they left it in the cab.
Exactly.
Contact lenses. I assume not the ones that were in their eyes when they got into the Uber. We're talking.
See, I assume that. They popped them out.
Like they're drunk at the end of the night.
Right? And you maybe are just carrying them in your hand.
They got their solution, and they're just like trying to put them in before the
and
end of the evening.
And then they slipped out, and they're like, no,
nope,
forget it.
I'm not
going to
use contact
stay.
Lenses again. All right, we're going to get to a lot more of this list and plenty more on WGN after this again. 312-981-7200. Worst thing, craziest thing, whatever you've left in a cab, or if you are a cab driver or you're driving Uber right at this moment, check the seat behind you and let us know what you see. 720 WGN. 720 WGN, John Hanson and Esmeralda Leon filling in
Hello.
For Justin Kaufman on this Tuesday evening, Boxing Day.
Boxing Day!
Boxing Day! I'm going to give you a box of something later on, Esmeralda.
Cool.
I don't know what it's going to be. I'll have to find out. And I'll have to wait till 11 o'clock when we wrap up. Who's in for Patty tonight?
It is Mark Carmen.
Oh, Mark Carmen. Okay, so we're taking you up to Mark Carmen,
yes.
Who then will take you up till sunrise.
Yeah.
He's doing a double.
Yeah, we're me and him hanging out.
It's going to be so weird because I'm going to toss it to Mark, obviously, at 11. Then I've got to go to bed for 3 hours.
Oh, and then you'll hear him
And I'll
again.
Hear him in the morning on the end of the second shift. Actually, at the middle of it because I got to get up at 3, so that's great.
Yeah, don't be confused. Don't think it's still nighttime.
I don't know what's going to be happening
FYI.
In my brain. We got 2 days of it. So 312-981-7200. We're talking about things left in Ubers or Lyfts or cabs. Things that you've left behind. People have left cell phones. They've left wallets. Mm-hmm. They've left keys. There's some really weird ones. Let's get one or two more of these off this list. This is from Condé Nast. Two more weird ones before we get to a phone
call.
Yeah,
apparently Cinderella was in one Uber.
Because why?
An expensive slipper.
Oh, she left her slipper there. That's like the modern day storytelling of Cinderella.
Her expensive slipper.
Because isn't Cinderella the one where she leaves the slipper and then the prince finds it?
Yeah.
And he goes inside the pumpkin and puts it on her foot or something, right?
Mm-hmm. That's it exactly. They live in a pumpkin now.
So
they have to take Ubers.
This is the modern telling. Cinderella, they met at a bar one night. Yeah. Maybe they met at a...
She called that Uber.
She called that Uber.
You get that 1 minute to run out.
It was 11:59, and that Uber was waiting, and so the magic spell was ending because the driver of the Uber was like, come on, girl, I'm out here.
You have 1 minute to get out here, or I leave.
Right.
And charge you.
Right, exactly. Or you're going to get the surge charge.
Exactly.
And so she left her slipper.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
her expensive slipper.
And that's the story of Cinderella. The Bible is on the list.
Oh, it's like a hotel.
Yeah, like a preacher maybe, or a priest going to church, left the Bible. I don't know, do they carry Bibles?
If
you're a preacher, just have a Bible on you all
probably
the time?
Probably like a pocket Bible.
312-917-200. Are you a preacher or a priest? Do you carry a Bible around all the time?
I'm sure there's like Bible apps.
On your phone?
Bring up. Yeah, I'm sure.
Like they have it downloaded?
Of course.
Yeah, maybe. All right, this is going off the rails. Let's go out to, that's how we like it though. Let's go out to Glenn. Glenn, you are a limo driver, right?
Back in the day, I was a limousine driver running out of O'Hare, going up to the hotels. And more than once after a fare, I had to go back and tidy up because it's a fancy car, go in the back and tidy up. And I had more than once found undergarments.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Interludes in the back seat of a stretch limousine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because you got the window. You can pull the window up.
Right. It's a big soundproof wood window.
Oh, really?
And it's a big, you know, deal. But a lot of people don't remember or don't think about the fact that even back in the 80s, there was still cameras back there.
What?
There's cameras in
the
limos?
Cameras? What?
Yeah. Yeah, you had a camera back there so that if, you know, the big shot wanted to, you know, get your attention to change the channel or something like that.
And they didn't want to pull the window down?
It was like closed circuit so you could see while it was going on.
Exactly.
So it's not recorded?
No, it wasn't recorded.
Oh,
and the other awkward thing about it was the fact that, again, long time ago, there were air shocks in the cars. And when the air... pressure gauge would be triggered because of like hitting bumps or something on the road, a little light would flash on the dashboard. Well, there was more than once there seemed to be a rather rhythmic beat.
Bah! Oh my.
Glenn, does that happen a lot? I got to ask, because I mean, I could see it, you know, it's exciting. You got a limo, you know, you're with someone you like a little bit. I mean, does it happen more often than people think?
It happened a lot more when you were picking somebody up from a hotel and taking them to someplace downtown more than it was where you were picking up a fare out of O'Hare or something and taking them directly to the hotel.
Hey, maybe after – right, because they're on their way.
Yeah.
They're already
on their way.
Yeah.
Limo is exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah,
well, stand out on the roof.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that was always the fun when you had prom season of the kids deciding they – had to yell out through the sunroof.
Right.
I mean, you have to.
Michigan Avenue.
You got to do it. Hey, Glenn, I don't want to put you on the spot or anything, and you feel free not to share, of course, but is there any famous person that I know there's limo driver passenger confidentiality act of 1786.
Right.
Is there a famous person that you drove around that you can share?
I had the opportunity to drive around Chuck Norris one time and Yul Brynner.
Ooh. Oh.
And then I'm trying to, I believe it was, Brynner was from The King and I.
Okay, yeah.
The singer. He was in town for the whole season, and our company got the contract to be his private driver for the whole run.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
That was kind of neat.
Did they tip well?
Free ticket.
Oh, nice.
No, but I did get tickets.
They didn't tip you well?
We got tickets.
No. No, I got tickets, but nude. And the tickets I got were three stages back from the back row.
Oh, boy.
Right. Not the best. But hey, tickets.
Yeah, they were tickets. You know, so it's, you know, I can't ask for a lot, but no, they don't tip.
Glenn, I don't often get a limo driver in there, so I'm sorry to ask so many questions, but I have them. Speaking of tipping, what should we be tipping our limo drivers? What's typical?
Oh, when you're getting like a charter run, when you're like got them for the whole evening, at minimum, like a waiter. At least a 20% tip.
Okay.
And then and keep in mind that most of the time when you get into those limos and there's champagne or something in that, the driver paid that bottle.
Oh.
Really?
Wow, yeah, I didn't know that.
They top off the bottles or they'll you know, the vodka bottles or whatever happens to be back in the carafes. But like if there's a champagne bottle or something like that, the driver picked that up.
Wow.
Okay, so, good to know.
That's good to know, Glenn. I appreciate that. Hey, thanks for the phone call and sharing some limo stories.
No problem. You guys have a good day, okay?
Yeah, you too. 312-981-7200. Do you drive an Uber, Lyft, a limo, a cab, whatever it might be? What's the weirdest thing that has been left behind? Glenn said on multiple occasions, underwear. That's gross, but the text we got is even grosser from the 773. Mm. Got a cab in Las Vegas. I can't even read all this. On the floor was a bloody, you can guess, and bloody tissues.
Mm.
So a block later, I stopped the driver, gave him 20, and got out of the cab. The most disgusting thing I'd seen in my life. Yeah. I get out of that cab. First of all, you're probably in a crime scene. Maybe.
That's
not. No, not because of the first thing I revealed. Well, it is a crime to me. It's a crime to my sensibilities. 312-981-7200. Weirdest thing you've ever found in a cab, drivers or passengers or things you've left in there. What else we got on the list from Condé Nast Traveler?
Mustard.
Left my mustard.
Someone was making a hot dog.
Well, what? I could say after the game, after Wrigley, you couldn't finish your dog. You went out and had a packet of mustard and left it in the game.
You like a particular mustard.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a Grey Poupon.
Grey Poupon or a spicy brown.
There you go. And you left it in the cab.
Makes sense.
In the Uber.
Cornhole boards. So that would be like cornhole.
Yeah, bags.
Bags. Someone loaded in the bags to bring to the barbecue and...
Completely
forgot them. How do you even fit those?
You had to ruin the party.
That had to be an Uber XL for sure.
An Uber Black.
Esmeralda, 22 is an interesting one.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that person's real sad about that. Valium.
You just left they your left Valium. Valium.
Although the one just below that, number 23, grill set. I hope it wasn't the same person from that cornhole
board. Yeah, that whole barbecue is ruined. Yeah, and the mustard.
Done. Jeez.
You didn't bring the mustard. You forgot the games. And we can't
the
even
worst.
Cook the meat.
Yeah.
And you didn't bring your Valium to the barbecue.
You didn't bring the meat packet.
Oh, that's right. 24 meat packet.
What is that?
Who
just
leaves
like a
them?
Pound of meat?
I don't know. But if I have a meat packet, I'm holding on to it. Wow. Oh, that's for Nick.
Nick is off this week. So
right. Whoops.
Hear it next mm-hmm. week. This one's not so odd.
Right.
Stroller.
Oh, yeah, you leave your
People
stroller.
People leave their strollers.
Right, because you forget about the baby. Who cares?
Right.
Exactly.
Number 20, bulletproof vest.
Who has them? I mean, again, maybe it's the police officer.
Wouldn't you be wearing it, though?
Well, I mean, not when you get an Uber. You're safe at that point.
Sure.
You assume so.
Uh-huh.
So you don't need to wear your bulletproof vest. You just leave it behind accidentally.
Yeah, I guess.
Don't leave your hard drive. At number 18, just your hard drive.
Right. Or your wooden hat.
Or what is... This has got to be a Halloween one. What is a wooden hat?
Is that like wooden shoes?
Yeah,
like clogs?
Clogs, yeah, exactly.
And then there's the hat. Wouldn't that be very heavy?
That'd be weird. Number 15, Nordic walking poles. Someone left their Nordic walking poles.
Oh, like those, it looks like you're just slow skiing.
Like cross-country skiing, yeah. Or slow skiing, as you call it.
Well, yeah, because you're not going fast.
No.
You're going on a flat surface.
Right.
You're just kind of swishing back
right.
and forth.
That person's not going to be able to get to where they need to go.
They can't. Maybe it was during that big old snowstorm.
That makes sense. Hot Cheetos.
Oh.
Yeah, that's too bad.
That's depressing.
That's a sad one.
That is.
The
that was
hat,
me. I would just eat them.
Right, exactly.
That's a tip for the Uber driver.
School papers is on the list.
Yeah.
Whoops.
I feel so bad.
That'll be okay. They'll be okay.
What's a wedding outfit?
I don't know.
Like just the dress?
The dress.
Or...
Not the wedding dress, but maybe the bridesmaid dress.
Oh,
or
right.
what you were planning on wearing. You had it in a garment bag and you left it in there. How about your paycheck? Number 4. Don't leave your paycheck in the Uber. Get direct deposit, number 1. If you're using Uber, you should be able to have direct deposit set up.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. What else we got up here?
A back massage device.
Okay, someone on their way to work, they left it in there. That makes sense to me.
Maybe they brought their own. Maybe it was one of those seats.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just put it in the Uber.
Yeah.
And then got a massage as they drove and then kind of forgot about it because they were so relaxed.
Number 2 is a good one. The number 2 most unique forgotten item in an Uber, lobster.
Now, is it alive?
Live or
dead?
I don't know.
And did it have the rubber bands on its claws?
I don't know. I sure hope so.
Because
if I'm looking back, there's a lobster. If it's alive,
something's going to fight you.
It sure will. Absolutely. And the number one thing left behind in an Uber is...
Paintings.
Plural.
Paintings.
Like a bag, a
well,
carry bag of paintings.
Well, who carries just one?
I don't know. If you're
you need a
dealer,
set.
I know we got to go to news here in a second, but really quickly, Jerry, to wrap things up. Jerry from Beloit, you're a bodyguard. Did you leave something behind or you know someone that did?
I did. I had to, well, I was working for a rock band at the time, and I had to change. We were in Las Vegas. We had just gotten off a plane. It was hot, and I had to take my jacket off, but unfortunately, I had to take off my holster at 9mm, and I left it in the limo.
You left a gun in a limo?
Oh, boy.
It actually got, well, the guy noticed it almost immediately, and he drove about 1 mile with it, and we were actually still in the lobby at that point, and he just walked in and goes, I think you left this in my, and he just handed it to me and walked out.
What year was this, Jerry?
It's Gary, actually.
Oh, Gary, okay.
1989.
Okay, okay.
Some yeah, crazy times, 1989.
Because nowadays, that would be even more shocking if you just saw like a limo driver walking out with a gun and heading to you in a hotel lobby.
Just waves at you with it. Hey!
You got this,
well,
buddy?
The funny part about it was is that he really didn't try to hide it. He just kind of like walked in, just saw me and just handed it and goes, I think you left this and walked out.
Wow. Well, that, yeah, wow. Well, Gary, that's a good one. Yeah. That's don't want to leave that, but you've learned your lesson, though, I take it.
Oh, I left that life a long time ago, so no. Okay. Yeah. But,
that was your last day. You're like, you know what? If I can leave, if I'm a bodyguard that's leaving my gun behind, I should probably leave this business behind.
Oh, no. That was a 17-year career. That was the middle of it, but no.
Man, I wish we had more time to talk to Gary, because bodyguard, that's a unique one. Bodyguard and limo driver. Maybe the limo driver that called earlier was the one. That could be a whole show.
Bodyguard and the limo driver.
Gary, stay on the line for 2 more hours. We got some questions. All right, we're a little bit late to news. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. If you're an Amazon Echo user, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. It is 9:02. Here's Rob Martier.